T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now.
Well, Mike, he certainly pleased everybody.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
With one of the biggest plays, in, if not the biggest play in Eagles history.
Mm-hmm.
You know him. You love him. Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham on the Marks and Reese Show. BG!
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Right. What's up, B?
All right, so listen. Here's what you want to do tomorrow. You want to have a nice, healthy breakfast. Light lunch, because tomorrow night you're going to be at the Brazza Brazilian Steakhouse with a dinner with Brandon Graham. So you get salad bar, dessert, beer, wine, all the Rodizio-style steak, and then a Q&A hosted by Ike Reese afterwards. BG, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm excited.
Here's how you get tickets. Go to nabrasa.com, N-A-B-R-A-S-A.com, 7 to 9 tomorrow night, everything included. Couple tickets are still available, so go to nabrasa.com. And that's how you get them.
Yeah, so Brandon, I'm definitely excited about this, man. I don't think I've seen you since the day of the parade when we had a chance to link up, and I got a chance to congratulate you. I'm excited about getting a chance to sit down, talk with you tomorrow about some football, about, you know, this past season, that great game on February 4th, your play in the game. I mean, John mentioned the significance of that strip sack that you had on Tom Brady, arguably the greatest defensive play in Eagles history, considering what it led to our first ever Super Bowl championship. How many times have you been reminded of that play this offseason when you're out and about, whether it's here, whether you're back home in Detroit near Michigan? Have you gotten the chance to go back up to University of Michigan this offseason? Have you gotten a chance to go back up to Ann Arbor this offseason?
Oh, you know it, man.
Of course he did, Ike.
It hurts you to have to say that.
Yeah, it did.
And you know, man, it's been a lovely role. You know, my family has been, you know, talking about it. Everybody, you know, that I've been a part of, you know, just been talking about that play and, you know, how it's going to go down in history. And, you know, it's just like, man, it feels so good to be able to, you know, just finally get one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, to get one for Philly, you know, it was, man, it's life-changing for sure.
Yeah, a couple guys coming in, a couple guys leaving. So with great success comes change, whether it's the coaching staff or the players. So Vinny Curry takes his Super Bowl ring with Bo Allen, and they head elsewhere. And you got Michael Bennett and Haloti Ngata coming in. How's this defense shaping up, and how are things going so far?
Oh, they just keep getting stronger, you know, and that's what I love, you know, how we and those guys are, you know, making all the right choices, and, you know, they be aggressive during the off season, and they not only just get players, good players, they get people that really fits, because chemistry, as you can see, goes a long way, and it really helps the team during the year. Because when I look back on the season, I think about the adversity that we went through and how this was the first season I've actually been a part of where we didn't give bulletin board material in the media. And it was a great year for me, man, just to be around those guys and really love those guys the way we, you know, loved each other this year.
Now, I know the Super Bowl didn't necessarily reflect it, BG, but you guys as a defense semi flew under the radar because of the year Carson Wentz was having on the offensive side of the ball, the amount of points they were putting up. But when I looked at this defense, man, and I look back on that 2017 season, if there's an area of this team that really took its game to the next level and really played above and beyond, it was that side of the football led by that defensive line. So I guess a question for me would be, for you and your defensive line mates, now the expectations are going to be there for you guys this year. Are you guys, you feel like you're well-equipped and ready to handle having everyone expect you to come out and be a dominant front and be a dominant defense overall this year?
I think just with the leadership of Coach Schwartz, I think anything is possible for sure. And I'm excited because we got some of the core guys that we had last year, like me, Malcolm Jenkins, and you got Jordan Hicks, who's been feasting to get out there again. You got Nigel Bradham, who was a big get back, you know, by us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, just with the DBs, you know, we deep back there, you got Sidney Jones, who's already been a part of, you know, just coming back and kind of finding his way in there to where, you know, he can have his spot. And, you know, I think we got a bunch of guys who've been there, who know each other, and I don't think it's going to be any pressure. I just think we're just going to continue to keep getting better because we understand who everybody is, and we just got to get everybody else up to speed that's new, like Michael Bennett and those guys. But where they came from, they kind of understand how it's supposed to be ran, and I think it's just all about learning and molding with each other.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Bennett. He is certainly a key acquisition. They traded for him. Brought him in over from Seattle. He's been in the Super Bowl twice. He's a one-time Super Bowl champion, so he's coming in, joining the Super Bowl champions. We got a chance to talk to him, I think, right after the trade. He talked about how excited he was to come in and play with you guys. A, have you had a chance to talk with him? And then B, how do you sort of envision, you know, when that quote-unquote NASCAR package is put on the field with yourself, Fletcher, and I would assume Michael Bennett's going to be in there. Chris Long will probably be in there. Derek Barnett has to fit in there somewhere. How do you see, you know, that's a lot of talent on that defensive line when you look at those defensive end. And you guys are very versatile. You like the depth that was added to the DN group?
Yep, I love it. And then, you know, what else with the NASCAR package, we able to – play inside either me or Bennett, whoever's out there,
yeah.
It don't matter. It could be Derek Barnett, you know, it could be me out there one time, but it's all about the rotation, and they really trust, you know, one another to be able to, you know, get everything done, because that's going to be the biggest thing, you know, just being out there and trusting one another. It don't matter who's out there. If I'm out because I need to blow, I need to go out there, you know, and be out there and take a blow. We got four other guys that's doing it. You know, even Haloti Ngata, who can clock up and take two, you know, that can give us all one-on-one. So I'm excited. It's going to help Fletch and, you know, Timmy out a whole lot. And, you know, everybody's going to be really fresh because we got a bunch of veterans that I think is going to take us, you know, that take us where we need to go this year.
Tomorrow night, the Nebraza Brazilian Steakhouse in Horsham. You can get tickets. A couple remain. Nebraza.com, 7 to 9. Dinner with Brandon and Ike, salad bar, dessert, beer, wine, and then a Q&A by Ike and an autograph session, too. So a lot going on there. That seems like a pretty good deal. Ike's going to juggle, too. I don't know if you know. Ike's a juggler,
man.
And tell jokes and stuff like that.
No, Brandon knows. We've hung out. Hey, B, everybody down at the Eagles Beach Blitz down in Cancun, man. They missed you this year. I was down there with them a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they missed you, man.
Oh, I know, man.
Where were you?
I know. Well, you know, me and the wife, we didn't want to commit because we've been trying for a baby, you know, so we didn't know how it was going to go. But, yeah, we definitely we missed it ourselves. Me and her was talking about that.
You're trying for a baby. Cancun helps.
Well, you know, Cancun does help. You're right about that. During the time, we didn't want to commit because we just, you know, we thought that that's what was going to happen. But, you know, we definitely wanted to be there for sure.
Yeah, they all missed you, man. Most of the gang was back that was there with us last year. They were certainly asking about. Yeah, we did. We did have some fun.
Who'd y'all have this year?
We had
Mac Hollins.
Mac Hollins and Shelton Gibson came down with myself.
Oh, man.
Myself and Brian Westbrook. So we were the old heads this year.
Oh, so what's the name didn't come this year? Oh, Quick didn't come.
Yeah, Quick didn't come this year, yeah.
Me and B-West. Oh, okay.
I know what that means.
Yeah.
Put you two together. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brandon, and again, the event's tomorrow night. If you want to check it out, it's a good time. Nebraza.com for tickets. I got to ask you about this before we go because the news just kind of came out recently where, you know, when you win the Super Bowl or you win a championship or whatever, a lot of times most of the time the teams go to the White House and – you guys haven't went yet. So the news that came out today was that you know, you get Jeffrey Lurie and the organization, everybody's talking about it. Do you think that you guys are going to go? Have there been discussions with you and some of the other veterans? And what's the status on that?
Well, right now, I haven't talked to anybody. But, you know, I'm sure we'll all start talking about it as it get close. But right as of right now, I won't be there. You know, I'm going to be, you know, just here enjoying, waiting on the ring ceremony. Can't wait to look at the ring. You know, and, you know, once we figure everything out, I guess, you know, they'll see what they're going to do. But right now, I haven't talked to anybody about it.
All right, but individually, you already know that you won't go, so.
Yeah, I'm going to relax, you know, enjoy, you know, this ring ceremony, whenever that is. That's what I'm, you know, more focused on right now.
Do you know what the ring looks like? Have you gotten a sneak peek or anything like that? A lot of diamonds?
Oh, no.
Man, I can only imagine what it's going to look like, but I want to be surprised. I don't even want to
see it. Oh, yeah. They're not going to show the players until that night.
No?
Nobody gets to see it until that actual night.
Now, Brandon, we've been talking about it. Should Howard Eskin get a ring or not? We've discussed it on the show before. Yes?
Oh, man. Hey, everybody is a part of it. I guess you could say the king been here for a long time. I mean, he work in the building. You see him all the time.
Give a smaller version of it, right?
Hey.
Kubrick Zirconians.
I would love to see him get one. I'd love to see all y'all get one because everybody paved the way for this moment, you know. So I think, you know, if I had to give it to him, I'd give it to him. I give y'all one, too.
Everybody gets a ring.
You're a generous guy, BG. Hey, listen,
you
Brandon.
You know how long it took. Okay.
We know how long it took.
Yeah, it's been forever.
I know. So, I mean, trust me, y'all paved the way for this moment. So, you know, we just made the plays, but at the end of the day, y'all got us ready for this moment.
No, you're the best. Tomorrow night, Nebraska in Horsham. Everything's included. Tickets remain at Nebraska.com. Brandon, we'll talk to you soon,
looking
man.
Looking forward to it, brother.
Michael, talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
All right, BG.
Yep.
All right.
There he is, Brandon Graham. The great Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I'm at the hangout. I'm just going to re-ask him all the questions I just asked him.
Yes. One of them will not be regarding his contract status.
Right.
And I will mention this. I probably should have done it earlier, but I'm going to mention it now. That Brandon agreed to come on to promote this event that's through the station, and we appreciate him, and we love Brandon. And he's already answered questions about the contract and where he stands with that. He didn't want to come on and answer any questions. Mm-hmm. So we agreed to do the interview based on him saying, like, hey, listen, I already answered everything with the contracts, and so we agreed to not do it. I would have even liked at the beginning of it just to even say, like, hey, we know that you're not coming on and answering about the contract, and we respect that, because I do respect it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I wouldn't want to talk about the contract either.
Well, especially if there's nothing else to add to it. The Eagles have spoke on the situation. He's already spoke on the situation. There's nothing, really, I would imagine, to report right now.
So if you're out there thinking, I wanted to hear what he was going to say about that, that's why I saved the hot button question for the White House, which Brandon said he would not go.
Boom.
So there you go. Coming up next, Joe G. No Phillies game tonight.
No Phillies. That means we get full Joe G tonight.
You get full frontal Joe G. 4 hours.
What?
I don't know.
Frontal?
What? I don't know. 4 hours of Joe G.
I got it. I'll take that.
Phillies back tomorrow. Ike, you got to beat Jack Fritz in the home run derby Wednesday.
I'm not even. No sweat, brother. No sweat. No pitcher just giving up. What is it? 10 point something ERA? What is it, Ben?
10.33.
Well, he obviously was thrown off the team if he only played 2 years, right?
He was thrown off the team?
Well, they said, you suck, you're gone. And I don't believe he hit, so I wouldn't be worried about that.
He might have had an opportunity to hit.
Well, no, it said no stats. I was looking at his college stats at Bloomberg. All right, Joe G's coming up next, everybody. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow for Trade Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.